Thanksgiving is tomorrow. It's your last chance to pick up a turkey. Although, like with gasoline 2 weeks ago, you might have to search far and wide for one at this point. To inspire you as you prepare for the big feast, the producer of Last Chance Foods, Joy Y. Wang, spoke with WNYC's Brian Lehrer, WQXR host Terrence McKnight, and On the Media co-host Brooke Gladstone about their Thanksgiving celebrations and the dishes they most look forward to during the holiday. That's for this Thanksgiving edition of Last Chance Foods. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Amy.
Joy, I will be working Thanksgiving Day, but I will not be deterred. I am bringing in a Thanksgiving dinner for my colleagues who have also drawn the short straw and will be working. Of course, for me, that means a big turkey. What does Thanksgiving mean for Brian Lehrer? What did he tell you he has on his table every year?
Brian told me he has a salty sweet pudding that's at his Thanksgiving table every year. It's his cousin Craig's dish. His cousin Craig's Jewish. Craig's wife is Irish Catholic. And the first time they hosted Thanksgiving 25 years ago, Craig went in search of a traditional Jewish dish to make. Here's what Brian said about that.
So he asked his friend B to recommend a recipe, and she came up with this noodle pudding that her mother used to make as a Jewish immigrant from Cuba. And the joke between them was that B's mother pronounced it noodle pudding, which is, I guess, what pudding sounds like with a Yiddish-Spanish accent. I don't know.
So that pudding is made with noodles, eggs, applesauce, raisins, and two kinds of cheese.
I wouldn't normally think to put applesauce with eggs or noodles. Is there any family symbolism with this dish?
I think in a larger sense there is. Brian explained it like this.
And they make it every year, and it reminds people that not all the immigrants came on the Mayflower.
As a first-generation Chinese-American, I can definitely relate to that.
You also talked with Terrence McKnight, host at our sister station WQXR. How different is his Thanksgiving compared to Brian's? I know Terrence moved here from Atlanta. Is there a southern slant to his Thanksgiving?
Well, actually, you might identify with him more because his family's in Cleveland.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, native Clevelander,
exactly.
Yes.
It sounds like Terrence definitely has a Norman Rockwell turkey and dressing moment in his family. He has four siblings and they have kids, so it's a packed house when they get together. I caught him while he was on vacation in Mississippi, actually, and here's what he said.
There is a particular way that my mother's turkey and dressing tastes as opposed to, like, some of my aunt's. So you can always tell who made the dressing.
Terrence says his mother's dressing is a little crisper and less gooey than his aunt's. He also has a sister who picked up the recipe and has started doing her version now.
I wonder if it's crispy or gooey. Now, is that dressing made inside or outside the turkey? I know there's a big debate about that. I like to make it outside the turkey.
Terrence agrees with you. His family always does it outside. You're probably not going to find him in the kitchen at all, though, because this is where he usually is.
As they're preparing dinner, I'm sitting at the piano, and sometimes somebody will come sing very informally, but, you know, they'll just, oh, why don't you play this? Why don't you play that? So that's kind of my role.
Everyone has a thing that they're best at, right?
Yeah, and Terrence is best at avoiding any kitchen work. All right, Terrence. I know what's going on here. What about Brooke Gladstone's house? Brooke, co-host of On the Media. She comes from an Eastern European background. Is that reflected in what she cooks?
It is, although the dish that she really wanted to tell me about is something that she learned first on a Thanksgiving trip to Pennsylvania Dutch country several years ago. It's also a salty sweet pudding. This one's called cracker pudding, and it's made from saltines, dried coconut, egg yolks, egg whites, sugar, vanilla, and milk.
This stuff is just forever useful in making you feel good, at least at the moment that you're consuming it, however profoundly you may regret it later.
That's like Thanksgiving in a nutshell, right?
Oh, yeah. Joy Y. Wang is the producer of WNYC's Last Chance Foods. Thanks so much, Joy, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Amy. Happy Thanksgiving.
To learn more and to get recipes for Brooke Gladstone's cracker pudding and Brian Lehrer's noodle pudding, click on culture at WNYC.org. And may your family have a safe, happy, healthy, and joyful Thanksgiving. This is WNYC.